I'm going to ask after I speak, if everybody could stay for 2 minutes. We're going to say, it's like a Tehillim, Kilu. It's obviously a time of intense Torah and Tefillah that we're experiencing. So if we could stay for just an extra 2 minutes after I'm done, and I want to say a Tefillah with everybody. It's a song, but the song is a Tefillah. So I think it's worthwhile. Yeah, it's good. Also, I just want to say, if somebody's here, is a little incognito. It's a little, he doesn't want to share it with too many people that he's here. But there's a Jew that came in, he's in the room right now, he came in from Futsars, from America. And I just want to give him a ton of credit for myself, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, that to come here at a time like this, in a difficult situation, it's very scary in a lot of places. I spoke to a guy who's in a regular college campus in the last couple days, and he told me that he took off his mezuzah from his dorm room. He doesn't feel safe. He knows that there's people protesting and there's violent people on the college campus, and he took off his mezuzah. It's a scary time in many places, and for a Jew to come and pick up and come to Eretz Yisrael now, I have a ton of respect, and I no disrespect, obviously, for anybody who doesn't, or if anybody goes back, obviously, it's everybody has to make their own decisions, but for a Jew in this time to come and want to get involved and be a part of what's going on, I just want to thank him for being here. I can't say his name, because people shouldn't know he's here, but he's here, and it's a great chizuk that he's here. So there's something I've been wondering for a few years, and today in the afternoon, I think I caught maybe a solution. I want to share maybe a solution to something that has been bothering me for a few years. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam talks about, it's a Gemaras, he's quoting Gemaras, but he paskins halacha, he's quoting halachas of people who don't get into Olam Haba. Very scary halachas. To learn these halachas, it's very nice to learn that Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek L'Olam Haba. That's the ratio. The beginning of the Mishnah tells you every Jew has a chelek in Olam Haba, but it's also a sefer. At the end of the Mishnah, it says, chutz, there are some exceptions to the rule of people who don't get in. So Rambam is giving you the list of people who don't get into Olam Haba. And he says, ve'elu she'en lehem chelek L'Olam Haba. Ella, rather, what's the alternative if you don't go to Olam Haba? Nechrasin, their spirit comes to an end, ceases to exist. The Ovdin, they disappear. The Nidonin al Goldel Rishon, not good stuff. Let's leave it at that. Not good stuff. And then he gives you the list of who is in this category. He says, not good people. Aminim, Ha'apikorsim, Ha'kofrim B'Torah, people who deny certain things, deny certain aspects of Torah, deny certain aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ha'kofrim B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, if this is relevant to you, it just means you need to work on this. Don't get nervous. You should live a long life. It means you need to work on this. A person who denies Tchiyas HaMeisim, HaKofrim B'Bias HaGoel, a person who denies Mashiach's arrival, HaMeshumadim U'Machtiei HaRavim, very bad people, not good people, HaOsa Averos B'Yad Rama, guy who goes and with a strong arm, with a lot of chutzpah, he does Averos B'Farhesia in public, very not good people. Hamosrim, people who rat on other Jews to get them in real trouble. I'm not talking big trouble. And then in the middle of all that, he says three words. He tells you a certain Avera, that if you do this Avera, you don't get into the next world. For many years, I never understood this. Until maybe you can tell me later if you agree with what I have to say. Amongst all these terrible sinners, he says three words. V'haporshim midarchei tzibur. If you separate yourself from Klal Yisrael, you separate yourself from the chevra, from the tzibur. I don't understand this. I have a very hard time with this. There's no aveira. You got to give me an aveira. You got to give me some deraisa. You want to go, you want to be broader. You got to give me some derabanan. You got to give me a minuk, something. Kidney is anything to work with over here. But you're telling me a guy who just separates himself from the crowd. I'm not talking about Chiyuv Misa. I'm not talking about Malkus. You get Misa, you go to Olam Haba when you're done. You get Malkos, you go to Olam Haba. This guy, the worst criminal of the worst. Horshim Midarchi Tzibur, separates himself. Ein lo chilek lo Olam Haba. And it's not my kasha, I think. I think the Rambam himself asked the kasha. Because when he elaborates and he defines what each guy is, what each Aveira is, he finally gets up to this category and he says the following. He says, Aporish Midarchi Tzibur, a guy who separates himself from the Tzibur. Afal Pi, he's apologizing, the Rambam's apologizing. He's saying, even though, I know your problem. Afal Pi, even though, Shalo Over Averos. He didn't do anything wrong. The guy is clean as a whistle. A tzaddik yisoid olam, the holiest Jew. The Rambam's apologizing. I know. Afal pi shelo over averos. He didn't do anything wrong. Elo nivdol me'adas Yisrael. He separated himself from the Jews. Ve'eno osim mitzvos bichlalon. And he does all the mitzvos, but he does it on his own. He doesn't do it with the other Jews. Ve'lo nechnos bitzaras son. He doesn't participate in their difficulties, in their times of crisis. V'lo mis'ane b'tani son, and he doesn't fast when they're fasting. Elaholav b'darko, he goes on his own. Again, I'm talking about a guy, he puts on tefillin, he davens with kavana, shakes a lulav when he needs to, eats a matzah when he needs to. Wonderful guy, wonderful Jew. But he's holav b'darko ke'echa migoye ha'aretz. He's separated from the Tzibur. Like one of the, he lives in Guilford, New York, someplace in the middle of nowhere. Uke'ilu eino mehen, and he acts like, you know, he could live on some farm somewhere. Ein lo chelek le'olam haba. I'm not going to pretend this is not a difficult Rambam, and I'm also not going to pretend that everybody agrees. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and if you learn the Gemara over there, and you learn Rashi, you'll see Rashi doesn't agree with the category. Rashi says, that's not the pshat in the Gemara. He learns the Gemara very differently. Because Rashi, understandably, justifiably, he learned the Gemara and he saw a category there that's not an Avera. And you put two and two together, you probably come out with the fact that that can't be something that doesn't allow you entrance into Olam Haba. Not getting into Olam Haba, if you're not getting the message, is the worst punishment you could imagine. There's nothing worse than that. Every evildoer in this world, after he gets punished, will end up in a good place. But this guy won't end up there. So Rashi, understandably, says, that's not how you read the Gemara. He reads it differently. It's a very difficult Rambam. We have to figure out pshat in this Rambam. So I think I found the pshat in this week's parsha. That's what I want to share. There's a story in this week's parsha. After the flood. The flood's a wonderful story. But after the flood, there's another wonderful story. Vayihi kol ha'aretz safa echos. Everybody spoke one language, udvarim achadim, and something they were very together. I'm going to read a story right now. I'm not going to explain. I'm going to translate, but I'm not going to explain. And I'll tell you why I'm not going to explain, because there's no good explanation. Because if Hashem is not telling us what happened, it's very difficult for me, for anybody, to tell you what happened. But listen to the story. Everybody spoke the same language. Vayhi b'nasa mikedem, they traveled. Vayimsu bika, they found a valley. And they settled there. One guy said to the other guy, let's make some bricks. He said, okay, good, nice idea. Let's make bricks. Let's get some cement to make bricks. Very long pasuk to tell you that information. They decided to make some bricks from cement. Okay, good to know. And then he said, you know what? We got bricks. We got cement. Why not build a city? Once we're building a city, let's make a tower. Why not make a tower too? It's going to be a big tower. Big tower. It's going to go, it's going to be a skyscraper. And we'll make for ourselves a name, because we don't want to be separated. It's nice to be together. Nice to sit together Thursday night, have a chillin'. The chavra should get together. Very nice thing. Hashem went down and he took a peek. I'm translating word for word. Not adding, I'm not detracting. Hashem went down and he took a peek. He saw the city. He saw the tower that the people built. And Hashem said, whoa, they all speak one language. And that's why they're doing this. So they could do more. So let's go down and make them speak other languages, many languages. So they can't understand each other. So Hashem separated them. Akan the Maisa. I didn't add, I didn't detract. What happened? I have no idea. A mystery. What did they do wrong? How do I know they did something wrong? I'll tell you how I know they did something wrong. Because Hashem got involved. I don't understand why Hashem got involved. And His involvement was that He was going to disperse them. He was going to take away their ability to communicate and have them dispersed throughout the lands, throughout the world. Something was not pleasing to God if Hashem decided to get involved. And what's extremely bothersome to me is a well-known Rashi. You all know the Rashi. And Rashi says, what's worse, these guys or the Mabul guys? It's like, I didn't even know these guys were bad. I didn't even know what they did. And Rashi asks, who's worse, these guys or the Mabul guys? And Rashi says, nah, you know what? These guys were not so bad. I'll tell you why these guys were not so bad. Says Rashi, because these guys, Elu hayu nohagim avo v'reyes beinayim. These guys were very friendly to each other. Because the Pasuk says, Safa achas udvarim achodim. They spoke the same language and they had, you know, similar things in their hearts. They got along. They were good people. They got along. So I don't know what they did wrong. For sure, that's a mystery. And whatever they did wrong, why take away the only good thing they have? The one good thing these people have is they're all unified. They're all together. So you want to punish them for whatever mysterious thing they might have been doing wrong, so punish them. But the one thing they had, the one positive attribute, was that they were unified. So why take that away from them? A mystery. The whole thing's a mystery. I struggle with this. I'm not going to tell you a good pshat, but I'll tell you a thought I had. So, I don't know what's the right approach. I have to be myself, and I don't know what's the right approach, but I'm just going to be myself. So, 2 weeks have passed, and I think some people have the attitude that let's just get back into a rhythm, let's get back into a routine, let's a little bit close our eyes and forget what happened and not pay too much attention to what's going on. Let's focus on what we're here for, and for good reasons, and I think that's for good reasons, and there's good intentions in that. But I got to be myself. And 2 weeks have passed, and I can tell you about myself that usually 2 weeks goes by, time goes by, and they say time heals all wounds. And this wound is not getting better. This wound is only getting worse, and partially because I'm only learning I'm only learning more information every day about what happened. And what they told me 2 weeks ago, they told me nothing 2 weeks ago. And then 11 days ago, they told me a little more, and 10, and 8, and 6, and 4, and this is not healthy for you. I'm not telling you to do it, but this is, I speak for myself, and I'm not saying it's the right way to do it, but this is how I do it. And I'm interested in information, and I'm learning every day more information. And what I learned 12 days ago is not what happened. And what 10 days ago, and 8 days ago, and 5 days ago, and what I know today, I'm very hurt. The pain hasn't gotten better, it's gotten much worse. The pain is horrific pain. Horrific pain. If somebody saw in the last couple days, you can't say it, you can't even say it. A funeral you never saw and you should never see again, a whole family. The whole family, the whole Shabbos table. Every person who sat at that Shabbos table, one funeral. I don't know how you get past it. A part of me doesn't want to get past it. We're looking for hadracha, for guidance. We're looking for havana, for understanding. How do you understand? What do you do? What's the response? So people, they get excited, and this truth. They get excited, they look at the parsha, and the parsha is emes lamito, and every word is emes lamito, and if you could darshan something for what's going on in those times, It's MS and MS and MS. And so people are darshaning. The Pasuk says that Mola Ha'aretz Chamos. That it says in the beginning of the Parsha, the land was filled. It's not my drasha. I heard this already a million times this week. That the land is filled with Chamos. And then Hashem says, V'hinni Mashchisom Es Ha'aretz. And I'm going to get rid of all this Chamos. And we should say Amen. Amen. And it's clear that Chamas, which means Gezel literally, robbery, literally. Chomus is not appreciated, it's hated. Ove Hashem sinura. If you think, if you have a havamin in your mind, some guy maybe has a havamin in his mind that we're supposed to be loving of all mankind and loving of all people, and I'll teach you, you say every Friday night, Ove Hashem sinura, that if you love God, you have to hate evil. Hate evil doesn't mean to be loving of all kinds and loving of all people and loving of... hating evil. A Jew has to hate evil. Sinner is a strong word. And Ave Hashem is sinura. You have to hate evil. And Hashem also hates evil. Hashem sees evil in the world and chamas. And hinni mashkisam es haaretz. I want to get rid of that. It's got to be destroyed from the world. No games. No most, no half, no third, no quarters. The whole thing, start to finish, A to Z, wipe them out. There's no other way. Whatever's evil in this world, Ove Hashem sinura, not saying political propaganda. I don't know politics. I don't care about politics. I can tell you a pasuk. Ove Hashem sinura. You have to hate evil. And our job in this world is to get rid of evil. There's no liberal agendas. There's no agendas. There's no loving. Loving can be taken to the worst evils. The most loving of people could be so confused in their love, they forgot who to love and where to love and when to love. They love the wrong people at the wrong time in the wrong place. Destroy the whole world. But by us, we know the emes. And the emes is, Ove Hashem sinura. And we're learning this parsha, and I found a medrash that gave me a little consolation. The medrash says, Maisa dor hamabul nisparish. The story about the mabul was very well explained. Umaisa dor haflaga, but the story about the door of haflaga, the Migdal Bavel people, lone inspires. We don't know what happened over there. Very unclear what happened. And it's not surprising that a story about the breakdown of communication in the world is lacking any clear communication. So what do you take out of the story? That you don't know what happened, and you don't know why they got punished the way they got punished. So I had a thought, and I want to share a thought. It's a machlokas. People don't know what really happened over there. One thing that Hashem does describe, it's not exactly as you thought it was. It says they were Safa Achas. They spoke one language. It's not exactly what you think. It's a machlokas in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Safa Achas means they spoke all 70 languages. They knew all 70 languages, and they spoke ancient Yiddish, I'll call it. A mixture of German and Ukrainian and Hebrew and all the different languages. They spoke a chulent of all the languages. And they were familiar with everything. That's one opinion. The more popular shita that people are familiar with, V'churna Amar. Churna. I never heard of him. Churna, an Amora. An Amora in the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Shehayu medabrin b'lashon yechido shel olam. They spoke in the language of the one of the world. What does it mean, Safa Achas? Safa Achas means they spoke the language of Achas, of the Yechido of the world. Very strange phrase. Now obviously we're talking about Lashon HaKodesh, talking about Hebrew, real Hebrew, Lashon Kodesh. But what does it mean? They spoke the language of Yechido Shel Olam. Why are you phrasing it like that? Why did the Torah say they spoke Safa Achas, the language of one? It's like we daven. We daven, you should. We should daven. We should pay attention to this tefillah. We daven. V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. Hashem should be a king unto the whole world. B'yom ahu, and on that day that we'll all be present and we'll see that Hashem is melech al kol ha'aretz. What's going to happen on that day? Listen, what's going to happen on that day? Yiyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. On that day, He's going to be one. And it's not my kasha. The Gemara in Pesachim asked the kasha, and before that day, He's not one. And today, He's not one. What does it mean? On that day, He's going to be one. What about now? So I want to tell you what one means. We spoke last week, 2 weeks ago, it's a fog to me. But we spoke in the recent past that when Hashem put us into the world, He created a physicality that's separate from His ruchnias, from spirituality. Now, when we live in this physical world that Hashem created, I want to tell you the illusion. It's an illusion. Don't be fooled. It's very easy to be fooled, but be careful. Have your defense mechanisms on. Don't be fooled. In this physical world, there's an appearance. It creates an appearance of a divide. In this world, there's an appearance of multiplicity. There's different bodies. There's gufin, muchlakin. There's different structures which appear to be separated. There's different beliefs, different ideologies. People have different opinions. Appears to be a lot of differences in this world. It starts in the physical. It goes into the ideological, into the emotional. It looks like there's a lot of different things, a lot of different people, a lot of different ways. But it's an illusion. It's not real. There's a midah, and perhaps, I don't know, but it sounds like perhaps, this is the all-inclusive midah characteristic of Hashem. The all-inclusive midah of Hashem is Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem's our God. And what is Hashem? Echad, He's one. Very mystical what that means. Very hard on a practical level down to earth to get a grasp of what that means. Hashem is one. Because in our world, in our physical world, we can't fathom one. We see only multiples. We see many. We see divide. We see different. A lot of people, bodies, structures, differences. But Hashem lives in a world that's Echad. And on that day, He's going to be Echad. And in this world, who rules this world? I'm not saying this literally, but unfortunately, in the reality, if you look a little bit what's going on, a little bit rules this world. Chamas. Chamas. I don't want to say it in the pronunciation that they say. Chamas, like the Pasuk says. Chamas rules the world. Chamas, Gezel, divide. I want to steal from you and you steal from me. What's mine is yours, what's yours is mine. We're separate entities. We push you away, push me away. We're separate, we're different. And Echad is a midah, there's a characteristic that we all have within us called Echad. Echad is a midah that doesn't fight, it doesn't conflict, it doesn't go up against this midah of Chamas. Echad is a midah that transcends Chamas. It's above Chamas. It transcends Chamas into the midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam that is above space and time. There's a place in this world above physicality, above space and time, called Echad, that everything is one. Echad means there's a labyrinth of connectivity. That everything that you do is I'm doing. Everything I do is you're doing. You breathe, I'm breathing. You think, that's my thought. Your opinion is my opinion. Very difficult on a down-to-earth level to fathom, to understand what this means. But we know, we believe, and it's hard, but we try to understand what this means. Echad, this deep maze, a maze where everything's very well connected. And we have emunah and bitachon that in this maze of connectivity, everything has a place, everything has a purpose, and everything is nitzchius. Everything is eternal. And there's a group of people. This is amazing. There's a group of people who landed on this planet that discovered this power. There's a group of people that found this for themselves, a valley, and they discovered one of the secret mysteries of the universe. They found a valley, and in that valley, they started to invest in Sofa Achas Udvarim Achadim. The only thing that will go down in this valley is Echad. It's going to be Echad Umiyuchad. It's only going to be a oneness that we're going to invest in, we're going to nurture in this valley. Because when you tap into Echad, they understood, like the Pasuk says, an amazing thing. Vayomer Hashem, when He looked down, when He peered down upon these people, He said, Hinam Echad. They discovered the secret. They're a nation that has become Echad. V'safa achas l'kulam. Even the language is one. They're all speaking the same words in the same tone. And they did that with all 70 languages. All 70 languages was the greatest, the origin of multiplicity. They turned it into one Yiddish. They turned it into one language. V'zeh hachilam lasos. This will give them the power. V'ato, and now with this power, Lo yibotzer mayhem kol asher yozmu lasos. Nothing can stop these people.
they will become an indestructible people. They will become an invincible people because they found the mystery of the world, which is my Echad, which is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So when you look at the Pasuk in Zechariah, and it says at the end of days, that V'ayah Hashem L'melech HaKol Ha'aretz, and Hashem will be Echad, Rishmo Echad, you ask yourself, I ask myself, how? How is it going to be that we're going to bring a time, that we're going to cause a time, that our actions will bring a time, that Hashem will be one? The Pasuk doesn't say. But in Shabbos Mincha it says, in Shabbos Mincha in the Siddur, it says like this, Ato Echad. You're one. You live in a world above space and time where everything's one, where good and evil, it's all one. Where different bodies, they're all one, different ideologies, different languages, all the differences that separate us, that divide us, it's all one. Ato Echad. You're one. Vishimcha Echad. And your name is the ultimate one. But we're still wondering how. And in Shabbos Mincha it says, Umi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. And to me, that's a prophecy that if it's going to be mi ke'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz, goy echad doesn't mean that we're the one nation. It doesn't mean that we're the one chosen nation. It means we're a nation of oneness. It's a descriptive. It's a descriptive adjective that if we're going to be goy echad, the only way is if we're going to be goy echad ba'aretz, it's the only way that ato echad v'shimcha echad. The Sfas Emes writes that this mid of echad, that this generation, this Dor HaFlaga was able to discover, was so holy. The same way the Rabbeinu Shalom took away from this world the Or HaGanos, the light that He created on the first day of creation, and He saved it for the tzaddikim la'asid lavo, so too was this mid of echad that the Dor HaFlaga discovered. He removed it from them and saved it for a people that's going to be Am Echad, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And what that means is, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, is that we feel each other's pain, we celebrate each other's joy, and you get to a point that if you're poresh from this Am, if you separate from these people, and you don't feel their pain, and you're not crying when they cry, and you're not celebrating their joy, then ein lo chelek la'olam haba. You're not part of this people. You're not invited to their party, because you don't know what it means to be a part of these people. That the worst avera a Jew could commit, the worst crime a Jew could commit, is not just aminim and apikorsim, mishumadim and amayser. The worst crime a Jew could commit is to break up the echad, to divide up, to multiply the echad. The echad is the only thing we have in connection to the boss upstairs. Because the only way it's going to be, he's going to be echad, u'shmo echad, that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem echad, is mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. The Rambam's not saying chidushin. So if you separate from the echad, if you're going to have the audacity to break up the echad, if you're going to have the foolishness, the disinformation, the misguided, the miseducation, to break up the echad, to fight the echad, to combat the echad, to go away, not to cry when we cry, not to see our pain, not to feel our pain, not to get emotional, not to experience what we're experiencing, and then not to celebrate what we'll all celebrate. You cut off. You cut off from this glorious nation. You don't understand what this nation, what this people are. You cut off. You don't belong. Because when we say, V'hoya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, we believe that we make that happen. It doesn't happen by itself. And the way to make that happen is when you see a family, the whole Shabbos table, a funeral that there was no immediate family to attend, because they were all there. Because they were all in attendance. The whole family was all in attendance. So there's nobody in the immediate family to attend. If you're not crying, if you're not seeing something, hearing something, and you're not in pain, if you're not saying Tehillim from the depth of your heart, if you're not hoping and praying, I hear people saying, should be very few casualties. Should be as few casualties as possible. Don't say such poison. Such poison. Few casualties. You willing to give up a Jew? What does it mean, few casualties? Which Jew are you giving up right now? How do you talk like that? How does a Jew say few casualties? Which Jew are you putting in that category? How can you say few casualties? There's no casualties. He has a great track record, the boss upstairs. He has a great resume. He's done wonders for all of history. He'll continue to do wonders. Nothing is beyond what he's capable of. No casualties. You didn't have enough casualties. You don't see what happened. You don't fathom what it means going from Motzi Shabbos 100 to today. We don't know. 1,400 we know, and another 2,500 still in the hospital. You know who's missing a leg, who's missing an arm, who's going to be in a coma for the next 6 years. I'm not sure what's, I don't want to say. Injuries better. Injuries, that means they're better off. And you're not saying, Hashem Oshia Melech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. You got to be part of Echad. Echad means that when it's going to be, we're going to dance, we're going to celebrate together. V'hoya b'yom ahu, on that day, when he's going to be, Hashem's going to be, he's going to be Echad, Ushmo Echad. And we're going to be, it's because we're going to be. Because we're going to bring that, we're going to make that happen, because we're going to be, Mi ka'am cha Yisrael goy Echad ba'aretz. That we feel each other's pain, and we cry each other's tears, and we celebrate each other's joy. And we daven, we should see that glorious day, and it should come soon. And I want to say one word before I end. This has been, for me, one of the most powerful 2 weeks I've ever experienced in yeshiva. And I know that the only reason it's been this powerful is not because it's scary, not because it's a crisis, and not because we're good with crisis. It's because it's not just me. I'm experiencing you, and you're experiencing me, and we're experiencing each other. And when I'm limited to me, there's a limit, there's a threshold to how great my days can be. But in these days, it's not me, and you're not you. It's us. And I really feel with the guys in yeshiva now, that we've tapped into this midah from Dor HaFlaga, but in the right way of Echad. And we should continue with this midah, and we should bring the day, V'hoya b'yom ahu, Yiyah Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. And we'll say a tefillah.
Ki Hashem, Ki Hashem, Hamelu. Ki Hashem, Ki Hashem, Hamelu. Ki Hashem, Ki Hashem, Hamelu. Hayumai Shem. Kill Hashem, Kill Hashem, Ameluka. Kill Hashem,
Shem le'melech.
Hashem, Kir Hashem, Ameluva. Kir Hashem, Kir Hashem, Ameluva. Yumoi Shelagoyim. Kir Hashem, Kir Hashem.
Sorry.